Finding Value in the Modified Monger Screen. Welcome to this audio issue of Porter's Daily Journal, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. This week's stock screen is inspired by the late Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's business partner, who once described a dead simple strategy for beating the market. If all you ever did was buy high-quality stocks on the 200-week moving average, you would beat the S&P 500 by a large margin over time. The problem is, few human beings have that kind of discipline. As of Thursday's close, this screen produced the following 27 stocks. To see the criteria applied to create our modified Munger screen, click here. Questions about our stock screen? Drop us an email at porterstansberrydirect@gmail.com. Highs and lows each week. We also monitor any stocks in the market making 52-week highs. We do this because any stock on its way to generating 2x, 3x, or 10x returns will spend a lot of time making 52-week highs along the way. Thus, the 52-week high list provides an opportunity to flag these potential high performers before they really break out, with a particular emphasis on lower profile, less widely followed stocks that might have otherwise gone unnoticed. Notable stocks making new 52-week highs last week: Analog Devices, ADI, Archer Daniels Midland, ADM, Advanced Energy Industries, AEIS, Applied Industrial Technologies, AIT, Albemarle, ALB, Applied Materials, AMAT, Amatec, AME, Amgen, AMGN, Amcor Technology, AMKR, Amphenol, APH, Axsome Therapeutics, AXSM, Credicorp, BAP, Bunge Limited, BG, Baker Hughes, BKR, Boeing, BA, Caterpillar, CAT, Peabody, BTU, Callaway Golf, CALY, CBO Global Markets, CBOE, Kerr Mining, CDE, Citizens Financial, CFG, Comerica Incorporated, CMA, Cummins, CMI, ExxonMobil, XOM, Franco-Nevada, FNV, Herbalife, HLF, Johnson & Johnson, J&J, Intel, INTC, Lam Research, LRCX, Lockheed Martin, LMT, 11 straight sessions, the longest streak since 2008. Presented by Jared Dillian Money. In this advertisement from our friends at Jared Dillian Money, former layman trader Jared Dillian, one of Porter Stansberry's top three favorite newsletter writers, and secret weapon senior analyst Adam Crawford predicted the small cap rotation months ago that is happening now, and they have the receipts to prove it. Jared and Adam positioned early and three of their picks are already up double digits. Click here now while there's still time to see how they're already delivering double-digit returns in 2026. Editor's note: this post is sponsored by our friends at Jared Dillian Money. We only accept advertising from publishers we know to offer well-researched ideas vetted by a legal team, excellent customer service, and reasonable refund policies. We do not, however, make any representations about their investment ideas, nor will we warrant them as equal to our own. Porter & Company also may disagree with the ideas presented by our sponsors, but we understand there's more than one way to skin a cat. With that said, you can check out what Jared is predicting by clicking here. We also monitor stocks on the 52-week low list. In many cases, the names on this list are there for good reason. The market is often correctly pricing in their weak fundamentals. However, once in a while, a great business with excellent long-term prospects finds itself on this list due to a temporary setback. This can create the rare opportunity to buy top-shelf merchandise at bargain basement prices. Notable stocks making new 52-week lows last week: Abbott Laboratories, ABT, American International Group, AIG, Adobe, ADBE, McCormick & Company, MKC, RLI, RLI, Salesforce, CRM, Intuit, INTU, ServiceNow, NOW, Figma, FIG, Netflix, NFLX, Paychex, PAYX, Workday, WDAY, PayPal, PYPL, T-Mobile US, TMUS, 21 Capital, 21, FO4 Partners Only. This week's Saturday selection comes off the 52-week low list. It's an innovative, hypergrowth company that has transformed how teams work across one of the most important trends of the past 15 years: product development and product management. This company is positioning itself as foundational infrastructure for product teams building modern software companies, targeting a new generation of customers whose workflows didn't exist a decade ago. But the most important part of this story isn't the market that exists today, but the one that's still being built. To become a Partner Pass member, Contact our customer care team at 888-610-8895, internationally at +1-443-815-4447, or via email at support@portiancompanyresearch.com. Figma, NYSE, FAG, is a cloud-based collaborative design platform that enables teams to create new projects and prototypes in real time. Founded in 2012 and launched in December 2015, Figma's core value proposition was a browser-native, multiplayer design environment, often described as the Google Docs of design. Figma quickly established itself as the system of record for product teams and fast-moving startups. Once a team adopts Figma, workflows quickly standardize around it. Design systems, collaboration habits, and engineering specs all become entrenched in Figma. This creates high switching costs at the team level and establishes Figma as essential infrastructure for design when building modern software. More importantly, Figma changed who participates in design. Rather than isolating design within a single function, Figma brings designers, engineers, and product managers into the same environment to explore ideas simultaneously. The ability to share work instantly via a web link encouraged teams to collaborate earlier, shifting the process from late-stage big reveals toward continuous co-creation, an expectation that has since spread as a best practice. Over the past 5 years, customer demand has pushed Figma to expand its platform. Figma has responded by extending its offerings across the entire product development lifecycle. 2021, Fig Jam, ideation and brainstorming, a digital whiteboard tool to serve earlier phases of the product development cycle for teams to brainstorm. 2023, Dev Mode, designed to code translation, geared for developers who make up 30% of Figma's monthly active users. This is for engineers to translate design into code. 2024, Figma Slides, alignment and communication, a tool that combines the visual quality of design with collaborative features, enabling teams to align and present ideas in the same workspace. 2025, platform expansion, execution and output, expanded the product portfolio. Figma Sites, design and publish websites directly with custom URLs. Figma Make, AI-powered prompts that generate functional prototypes. Figma Buzz, scalable creation of brand-consistent marketing assets. Figma Draw, advanced vector editing for icons and detailed illustrations as software creation becomes more automated. The roles involved in design are converging. The functions themselves still exist, but responsibilities are collapsing into fewer, more cross-functional employees. Figma sits at the center of this shift, providing the shared workspace where intent, design, and execution now intersect. Since launching its first product in December 2015, Figma has increased annual recurring revenue, ARR, to $1 billion. Growth remains exceptional, with revenue up 48% in 2024 and 38% year-over-year, YoY, in Q3 2025. Figma's 131% net dollar retention rate indicates the strength of its expansion dynamics. Even if the company stopped acquiring new customers entirely, revenue would grow 31% from existing customers alone. This expansion is mainly driven by larger customers. Those paying more than $100,000 in ARR grew 44% in the most recent quarter, signaling that Figma is scaling alongside its customers as they grow into larger organizations and adopt more of the platform. Beneath this growth sits a highly attractive business model. Figma posts 85% gross margins, indicating that as operating expenses and research and development, R&D, drop as a percentage of revenue, the business has the potential to deliver free cash flow, FCF, similar to the most elite software infrastructure companies. For context, leading digital design company Adobe, ADBE, records 89% gross margins and converts that into a 41% FCF margin, illustrating the long-term earnings power embedded in Figma's model. Today, at a $14 billion market cap, Figma represents a rare example of an emerging Lindy business trading at a reasonable 10x forward price-to-sales, PS, ratio. Its founders are committed, still running the show, with skin in the game, creating a trusted and recognized brand with products that are intuitive and easy to adopt. If we assume that Figma continues to compound revenue at an average annual rate of 30% over the next 5 years, the business would generate $3.5 billion in annual revenue by 2030. At that scale, with gross margins better than 80%, Figma would spit off $3 billion in gross profit. If Figma maintains best-in-class software economics similar to Adobe's 40% FCF margin, its FCF could reach $1.4 billion by then. For a business growing revenue 30% a year, with consistently high gross margins and expanding operating leverage, it is not unreasonable to earn a 15x to 20x PS multiple, consistent with how premium infrastructure platforms like Datadog, DDOG, have been valued. Under that framework, Figma has the potential to evolve into one of the defining winners of the design and software creation boom, compounding value as the importance of product design continues to scale across the global economy. Adobe, our January 10th Saturday selection, and Figma operate at different ends of the market, Adobe at the top, Figma at the bottom. Notably, Adobe attempted to acquire Figma for $20 billion in 2022. Today, Figma's $14 billion market cap is a 30% discount to Adobe's acquisition price 4 years ago, despite Figma's revenue quadrupling. While this is not a formal recommendation, we are bullish on Figma and on the accelerating importance of design as software continues to be commoditized globally. Porter & Co. Stevenson, Maryland. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hoped you enjoyed this audio issue.